But hold on. We got a new introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, come on.
Hold on. The streets is talking. We got a new introduction. Yo, Finesse, drop it on the one, man. Let's go.
Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out to the Hotel Bull, my man T-Ro.
Poppin', baby. Yeah. You heard it here first, by the way. Streets is watching, sports is popping. L Boogie and T-Ro, no other option. The streets is talking radio live Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, Freestyle Fridays. You heard it here first when you step into that asylum. Joel's the G, L.A. banging, them niggas wildin'. T-Ro from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like Kia Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though he good, I still got him regardless. It's G and me. Gold mine music empire. The streets is talking, the radio's live. Tune in to Pryor. Yeah. Streets is talking radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T-Ro, Juelz the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the Finesse, people. Go my music empire. Streets is talking. Tune in.
There you have it. The new introduction. Bro, how you like that, man? Bro, how you like that?
Oh, yeah, it's going down. You know, Finesse puts it down. You know how we get down, man. We had to get the pressure to jump off. So I'm glad Finesse was able to jump on and get it cracking. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, people of the world, that's what you're going to hear every intro or every show. You know what I mean? We didn't have a couple of songs, but now we got our own intro. And damn it, I'm loving every minute of it. On Friday, I couldn't really express how I felt because I was in them damn mountains. But I ain't in no mountains no more. Finesse, way to cut they throat. That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's some cutthroat shit right there, L Boogie. What's the deal, L Boogie? What you doing on this cool Monday, baby?
Oh, man, just, you know, finessing. I'm just finessing. Streets is talking, baby. Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop, man. You know, I was out there, man. I went out to Cali with your boy, Ju, man. We had a hell of a time, man. Juelz the G, we kicked it.
Oh, man, I'm glad to hear that, man. West, you know, so that puts us all in the West area at the same time. So you know what it is, man. Big ups. And I'm just glad that it's a little overcast today, man. The sun wasn't piping hot, so, you know, it makes it all good for a great Monday show, you know what I'm saying? Now, let me ask you this, man, because, you know, this is all I've been looking at all day today, man. Well, I'll let you run down the topics in just a minute, but we got to get to A-Rod first. You know, we talked about A-Rod in the beginning of the last show on Friday, and we didn't know what was going to happen. And the word is, L Boogie, that the dude is suspended, but it's not going to be effective till Thursday. So it does look like you're going to get maybe one or two games under his belt, get paid, you know, somewhat of that $28 million that the Yankees own from here on out. And but he will be suspended until the end of next year's season, 2014. So that puts about 215 games that he won't participate in. Is that big news, or are we tripping? Does it matter about A-Rod? What's the deal? What do you think about A-Rod?
Well, you know what they say, man. Once he's lying. You know the streets is talking. You know when the feds come in, they make sure they build a case before they put you behind bars. And I think that's what Major League has done. You see the other guys, everybody else taking their time like a man. A-Rod said he's fighting for his life. He's fighting for his life right now, so you know what that means. And I have to say this. If he appeals it, he can finish out the season, make some of that money, because it doesn't go to arbitration until November. That's in the collective bargaining room. Are you kidding me? He still can play and get some money, bro.
Yeah, man, that's what's incredible about, you know, the type of money or the contract that A-Rod has, because there's no other player out there that has a contract like so. And, you know, it's just amazing that the way the league is really suspended. I mean, because we haven't really found out about anything. It's, yeah, we know that he actually, you know, took a drug. When was it? Was it in 2009? Was it before, you know, baseball started coming down on people who were, you know, doing the actual PEDs and things like that? I'm kind of confused because I don't know why they suspended A-Rod. Is it a drug matter? Is it because of the league? You know, they put so much out there that I really don't know what to believe. I do believe this. I know that A-Rod has been lying to us for whatever reason. You know what I mean? But, you know, karma is a bitch, man. When you try to get over on something, it just has a way of coming back full fold. You know what I mean? And Lance Armstrong, I hate to say this, man, but I was a big believer in Lance Armstrong and the type of person that he was. And if Lance Armstrong can make me look like a fool, I mean, I really don't believe any other athlete or, I mean, anybody really for that sake to go out and, you know, if they just lie on something, you know, I just really can't believe what they're saying nowadays because, you know, if Lance Armstrong can go out and do the things that he did to try to terminate people's lives, not terminate, but, you know, just degrade them as if they didn't know what they were talking about, and yet these were the ones telling us the whole truth, I really can't feel for A-Rod in this sense. Yes, I don't know what he's being suspended for, you know what I mean, but at the same time, has he been lying to me? Has he been lying to everybody in sports? I do believe so. And I'm not going to put it past him for that. He needs to go ahead and serve his sentence, man, the 211 games. And, yes, he's fighting for his life because he's 38 years old, L. Boogie. When he come back, he's going to be turning 40. Who's going to want a 40-year-old baseball player on their team who, you know, yes, he's a great regular season player, but you know what, in the streets, man, we don't give a damn about regular season. We worry about them chips and them ships. And if you can't produce enough to get a world championship to my city or to my organization, I don't know why I'm going to be looking at you. But yet, he's still going to be making $100 million or let's say this, he's still going to make $50 million or more even when he come off suspension. So, I mean, I don't feel for A-Rod. I mean, it's come full circle. You know what I mean? And now he's in the middle of it. Because the other guys on the list, I mean, besides Nelson Cruz and Johnny Peralta, I mean, I don't know any other guy on the list. I really don't. I mean, the names look familiar, but I really don't know these guys. So I think they're just making an example out of A-Rod, and boy, did they stick it to him.
Remember the movie Scarface?
Yeah.
And Tony was sitting there with the L, you know, with the L Capo, and the man got hung from the helicopter. Remember what Tony said? I never liked him. He could have got my friend Angel killed. You know, A-Rod, even when he was doing those spectacular things, I still did not think he was better than the captain. When you're getting all that money, just like how I feel about Peyton Manning, and you just deliver one championship with all the expectations, I know it's a difficult sport. You know, maybe one of the hardest to win just being a great player. You got to have good pitching. You got to have other guys around you, and baseball is kind of tougher. But he did not. You're as good as your last bat. You're as good as your last shot, your last hit, last game, or whatnot. His last game, he was on the bench, bro.
Yeah.
He got benched. Who cares?
Yeah, you know, and, A-Rod, you just got to just hang on, man. You still making a lot of money. You know, money can't buy you happiness, but $100 million for sitting out, I'll take it. I don't know anybody else that's going to be getting paid that. You know what I mean? And I'm really upset with Ryan Braun just as well. So I'm going to throw him up under the bus too with A-Rod. I don't have no feelings for these guys. I don't feel bad at all that they're suspended. I do believe that Ryan Braun should have got more than 65 games, but, you know, the second time around, he took it like a G and just you know, he's like, it is what it is. You know what I mean? So I give him credit for just taking it on the chin, but they should have gave Ryan Braun about 100 games at least for in the middle of next season till the All-Star break maybe, you know, just to not just pour it all on A-Rod. A-Rod wasn't the only one lying to us. Ryan Braun, you almost pulled a Lance Armstrong in trying to do what you do. You had your boy you had your boy Aaron the Bad Man Rodgers over in with the Green Bay Packers, even talking about he put up a whole year check for you. And you didn't lie to this dude to your face, and you see him every day. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think that Ryan Braun should have got at least 100 game suspension somewhere into next season, because it just shows that, you know, not just the Yankees, but Major League Baseball and the Yankees are trying to find a way that they can get some of that money back from A-Rod, or try to find a way to suspend him without him even playing a game. But you see, they had to let him play one game. It just shows that he's lawyered up and he got a good group of guys on his side that know how to work Major League Baseball. But, you know, I'm not going to be as harsh to say that he should have got a lifetime, but 200 games show in the hell feel like a lifetime.
My last take on A-Rod before we move on to Tiger. It's just like in the streets, because, you know, when the streets is talking, we like E.F. Hutton, everybody listening. Remember this. When you go down in the streets, the one with the most money, remember, he's going to try to take it to the box. He's going to fight. He's going to think that he can outsmart the ABC boys, a.k.a. the Fed. And remember, just like in the streets, this is 98% chance of you getting convicted when you take it to the box against the feds. They don't just come with, you know, a lead. They be on you. They on you for about 6 months to a year before they nail you.
Right.
So, A-Rod, I just think that he's trying to catfish us. And he's not looking too good. And it's just looking very bad. His credibility, I mean, his street cred is just going under the rug. He won't get into the Hall of Fame. And it's just, like I said, the sport is just looking kind of bad. But at the same time, who cares? He wasn't hitting when he left the game.
Right.
And to be honest, he might need steroids for them hits, man. He going to be 40, but his body like he's 60, man. B.O.B., man. Bag of bone.
Yeah.
Jesus talk. 347-855-8896. Come get into the asylum. T. Rowe, my co-host from Dallas, Texas. Juelz, the D from Los Angeles, California. And I'm your host, L. Boogie, from the land, Cleveland, Ohio. But, you know, we in the streets of Phoenix, Arizona. That's where we dwell. You know what I mean? But we got snitches all over the world. You know what I mean? Big up to my mans and them out there. But, Ro, Tiger Woods, your boy, that's your man. He won his eighth Bridgestone, you know what I mean, tournament, the major next week. Do you think Tiger's going to pull it out, win the major next Saturday? I mean, excuse me, this Thursday coming up, PGA Championship, it's a major.
No, 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 and no. That's a no for Thursday, that's a no for Friday, that's a no for Saturday, and that's a definite no for Sunday. Because, man, don't get me wrong. You know, when I watched the tournament on Saturday, just on Friday alone, and Tiger got in that groove, you know, you got in the groove in the wrong tournament, you big head. You can't get in a groove in these little simple tournaments that you done already won 5, 6, 7 times in a row. It's like A-Rod in baseball. Who gives a damn? Man, we need you to win a major. As much junk as I've been talking since we didn't have the show about Tiger, and we started this show right around the time golf season started. I mean, come on, Tiger. I love what you did last weekend. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. That's the Tiger that I want to see. But you're doing it at the wrong tournament. You got to do it at the Masters, at the Open Championships, and now we're going to see what you got at the PGA Championships. You know, I really hope that he can go out and perform the way that he did last weekend, because this weekend that just passed, that was the Tiger that we want to see. That's the Tiger we want in the strip club. I think he may have seen a strip club or two in Ohio when he was out there. But now, we're going to see what he's going to do in these games. It's hard Thursday. And I hope he got a grip. Matter of fact, I hope he got two bands around the night that he takes to the club.
Let's go, Tiger. I told you could come kick it with us, man, on the private lear, man. We on the clear point. Streets is talking, man. We do the show with you. You know what I mean? As we come back from commercial, we're going to holler a little bit more about Tiger Woods. RG3 up there hollering, Asim Nasawa, your roster spot ain't guaranteed. Oh, man.
Oh, man. My God, what's up with that, man? You mad to care, Washington. That might be the problem, L Boogie.
Oh, the streets is talking, baby.
The streets. For those that didn't know the entertainment side of it.
Oh, wait. Let's go. DJ Steph, give us something, baby.
Hey, yo.
Oh, yeah. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Streets is talking. We the UGK of the sports talk world. Let's go.
Miguel. Chris Montana. Boy, yo, test move,
straight face.
Check it out, hey, yo, your love is like perfection, like perfection. My protection, my resurrect, let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. You know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, Sean. Let's ride, Scott, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back,
baby. Oh, and me, I can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, ooh, baby, just
like this, let's rock.
Buff the B.I.G. Clown with your man squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters. Hey, damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scooped me in the big body. Come on. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody. Montana.
Ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady, that's cool.
Yo.
It's your boy. We back. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. The streets is talking. I don't know if I can hit that note. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, man. It's your boy, L Boogie, man. We on Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. 347-855-8896. And if you got a laptop or an iPad or something like that, or on your phone, www.blogtalkradio.com. The category is sports. When you get to that little search box, the streets is talking with a zero. And that's not a typo. And let me tell you something, world. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Know what I mean?
All right. Woo! Yeah, L Boogie, before we go on, man, I want to give a shout-out, man, to our callers that's already checking in the asylum, man. You know, Big Brother Bass, I see you, Baby Bass, from the D-Town. That's Detroit, for those that don't move and mix around every now and again, living in the AZ. I see you, Big Brother Bass. Speedo, what's with you, baby? We about to get you on. Big Brother Hank, you next, so get ready. L Boogie, what's up with your boy, Johnny Manziel again?
Johnny! Money Manziel, baby. Johnny Money Manziel, baby. I call him Manzini because, you know, man, he got a little Irish city, man, because the boy is going for the biz, man. He don't care. The streets is talking. My daddy run with the oil people in Texas, but I still got to get the dough. But I still got to get the dough. You know I smell the money.
You know I smell the money. Is he wrong for that?
See, I have two folds to this, bro, and I'm gonna give you my take on it. Sometimes, you know, they tell you you put your hand by the fire. Your parents, when you was 1 and 2 years old, hey, stop running, and your face all of a sudden is just how it happened. Your face hit the end of that end table. Bow. So, Money Manziel, I can't call him Johnny Football no more. I got to call him Money Manziel, man, because he, you know, he's in the courtside game, 2 of the finals. He kicking it. And, you know, he's so hot, man. Pro athletes is running away from him. Hey, man, I shake your hand, but I can't talk to you. I don't want to be implicated in nothing.
Yeah. I just think, man. I honestly believe, L Boogie, this is why a freshman has never been a Heisman Trophy winner up until this point. It's just for this simple reason right here, man. When you're 18, 19, 20 years old and you're in college and, you know, it's already tough enough just being a kid in college. You know, you're already tempted by a whole bunch of temptations out there, whether it be drinking, women, parties, cars. It, whatever the case may be. I mean, if you a top-notch athlete and you are well-known and not only a Heisman Trophy winner, you know, we see the things that come to you. And it's not his fault, LB. I'm going to say that. It's really not his fault, man. When you win the Heisman Trophy and you college's biggest football player, I mean, you're kind of walking on water, man. You know what I mean? It's really nothing that people can do or anything people can say because y'all gave me the award. Y'all told me I was blessed. I'm 19, and I'm the best. And then you just start loading me up with gifts, and I can go anywhere now. You know what I mean? So I just, it's not his fault for him winning the Heisman Trophy and him being 19 years old. Because I can tell you this, I'd have done the same thing. I'd be, yo, come on, Elbow, come on now. You know, streets is talking. You know, I was in the club. I was going to the Jockey before I was 21 years old. For those that don't know, that's the Jockey Club in Phoenix, Arizona. It was a popping ass club too, and it was the club to be in. And I wasn't even 21, but I partied like I was 21. You know what I mean? And that was the college life. So I did what my big brothers was doing. Had the fake ID and everything. So it's not like. You know, he was just like, you know, I think I'm just going to do this. No, his daddy got that little money. That's that all money. And then you go to Texas A&M, a freshman who can't even talk to the media. Wins the Heisman Trophy, and now you're seeing the real Heisman Trophy winner. But guess what? He's going to mess around and win the Heisman again. Because what happens between them lines is, boy, I'm telling you, when he put on that helmet, Texas A&M, Coach Kevin Sublin, boy, y'all, I know y'all are super happy that today was the first day you can get on the field. Because if it was another week, oh, man, Texas A&M be under so much, you know, scrutiny and all this other stuff, man, like they are now, about nothing. So we going to see. But my man Johnny, big up to you, Johnny Money. Johnny Money Manziel, you know what I'm saying? He got a little Italian in him too with that Irish that you put in there, L Boogie. So I'm going to give it up to Johnny. I ain't mad at you, Johnny. Do what you do on the football field, baby. Show these people that you can win another Heisman, even though they don't even want to put you in the top five right now. Go out there and do it again.
No way. Two words for Johnny. Johnny Money Manziel. Manzini, what the deal, baby? I do not think he's going to win another Heisman. And I don't think he's going to be on the field. Some people are saying that he didn't take the money. But if he did, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. It's how you do that, son. You know, once you get that, he was under the radar. It's just like when you're a rapper. Your first album, it go double platinum. Guess what? Now the paparazzi after you. Oh, the streets are talking. They own you. You know what you're doing. You know you're getting kicked out of Texas clubs. Excuse me, frat parties. You're going to Texas. Like I said, I'm from the streets. You're from the streets. That's just like you going over to your rival neighborhood and partying. You can't do that. It's a very sticky situation. Am I upset with him? No, because off those autographs, other people got double and triple the amount. The university. So, no, I'm not upset at Johnny. But it's his support system has to help him out a little bit better than that. I hope that he doesn't get suspended. I hope that the allegations are just allegations. And I hope if he does, it's just for a couple games like they did my man Troy Smith down there at Ohio State when he, you know what I'm saying, took the fall or set him up, man. You know, they set you up, man. They set you up.
Well, when you say he needs better support in this corner, I mean, you know, Dad put it out there. And I think his dad is headstrong, but, you know, when you got all that money, I really don't believe he thought his kid was going to be as special as he is. You know what I mean? Yes, Johnny was good in high school, but when you go to college, it's a whole different story. So I think with the way that Johnny played last year was a surprise to his dad. Because his dad, it will, you know, his support to his son, if his son comes home with a problem or something, you know, he'll probably just get a six-pack of Coors Light, Bud Light, whatever they drink, sit back on the porch and just talk about it. You know what I'm saying? When you got 20 acres of land and, you know, you can a little bit of house sitting on all this land, you just go out and drink. And you sit on there and you talk about what's going on. I don't know Johnny Manziel's daddy, but I am from Texas. I do know what the country boys do. You know what I mean? He's not the only one. You know, he probably been drinking with his daddy since he was a star in high school, which was his sophomore year. So, I mean, it is what it is, and that's why his daddy kind of put him out there saying the things that he said in the latest ESPN magazine article. If you haven't seen it, go get it. It's the one with Johnny Manziel on the cover with the little cartoon face, you know, character drawn up. But it's a great article if you haven't read it, and it'll put some things in perspective on how, you know, like you mentioned, L Boogie, the support system around him is really light. It's not like, you know, your boy from Ohio State, you know, the quarterback. It's not like that. It's not they tight, but it ain't tight-niched, you know what I mean? And so that's why a lot of people got your boy, you know, really, he just might do some big things down there in Ohio State.
Man, one more thing. Before we get to the asylum, I got one more thing, bro. Pro football, the NFL, we back, baby. You guys won yesterday, 24-20. Are you happy that pro football is back rolling?
You know me, man. You know we live for this, man. If it ain't the NFL, I need the NBA. And now that the NBA is dead and gone, woo, we got the NFL. Big ups to all the, you know, enshrinees. Chris Carter, Warren Sapp, just to name a few. You know, it was special on Friday night when they were giving their talks and being enshrined. I really loved it, man. It's a touching moment every time because each story is different. Nothing's the same. But yet, when they get in between those lines, it was nothing that you could do to stop them boys from being where they are today, which is the Hall of Fame. And I was just excited to see that we had a record number of Hall of Famers, even, you know, who were able to attend, 122 actual Hall of Fame members that are that have been there, you know, from when they play from when they've been enshrined up until today. So that's the most we've ever had there, you know, at one event. And I just bet it's a great deal, man. So hopefully one of these days, L Boogie, you know, one of our sponsors will ship us out there to Ken, so that way we can check out, you know, this enshrinement, man, of all the guys, and, you know, go down there and walk around and check it out. I know you probably haven't done that, you being from Ohio, but, you know, as Freaks is talking, you know what I mean? We can go out there and, you know, hopefully take our kids out there and show them a piece of history, because it is history, and you never know what might happen when we, you know, take our kids out there to check things out like that.
No doubt, no doubt. I've been in that. I've been fortunate and privileged to be in that asylum, the Hall of Fame. I've been at a Hall of Fame game where Lawrence Taylor and Eric Dickerson went in together. So that was special to me because both those guys inspired me, you know, to play the game. So that was very very special. So yeah, Hall of Fame guys, and big up to Chris Carter, him being from Ohio. You know what I mean? So one. Maybe, and I say this, he's in the Hall of Fame to me. You know, I know Jerry Rice is the best to do it, but just far as hands, I think Chris Carter had the best hands, you know, that I've seen thus far. You know what I mean? So some other guys that's coming along. So big up to the Hall of Famers. You know, glad football season is back. When we get to our callers, you know, tell us what you want to holler about. It might not even be about this, something that you know, might want to talk about that we haven't gotten to yet because it's early in the show. So, produced by Steph. Steph, who we got? We got Speedo coming to the asylum out on the yard.
Speedo, hey, Boogie, what's up?
Yeah. What's the deal, Speedo, baby?
What's the deal, Speedo?
What's up, man?
Oh, man.
You know,
We loving that. And if you guys don't know, Speedo is a first time caller, and we're glad that you got into the asylum tonight, Speedo. What you want to holler about?
Man, the dude from the Patriots, man, what is wrong with this guy?
Aaron Hernandez.
Man, they need to just go ahead and bring an electric chair to his jail cell, man. He's fried.
Oh, the streets is talking, so he's guilty. Even without a murder weapon, he's guilty, Speedo.
Guilty by association, man. He threw.
Woo, circumstantial evidence.
He could have just went to Boston on the street and paid somebody $250,000 to do it. Yeah, they did it.
Woo, streets is talking. Hey, they would have got him for a murder bike, huh?
He could have He going to throw all his life away. For nothing, over some stupid. Now they're taking all his jerseys off the shelf. Replacing them with other Patriots jerseys. They had a thing at the stadium where if you have one of his jerseys, you can bring it in and they'll give you another jersey.
Well, good thing I didn't buy one because I sure would have took mine back. You know what? I take that back, Speedo. I'd have kept it. You know, we got to keep memorabilia like that. OJ, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep that good stuff. Them guys, you got to keep them jerseys.
They rob the people for years. You better not have no OJ memorabilia. He coming back and robbing.
Yeah. I can't have no Buffalo number 32.
If you got an OJ jersey, I'm about to rob you right now. I'm telling you, he about to come rob you. Because look, man, you ain't taking nothing from OJ if he didn't get no cut. That ain't happening.
Michael Vick,
OJ went to jail. OJ went to jail for being real. You know, somebody took something from him, man, and he went back and go got it. Real street. And he ain't tell on nobody. He went down on his own.
You gonna bust your gun to get it.
You better know I will. I'm from her party.
Streets is talking. Speedo, I know you're a big Browns fan. I know you're a big Browns fan. What do you think about your guys this year?
Listen, Browns bread for the day I die. I don't know nothing but Cleveland football. That's it. I don't care who wins. If the Browns ain't winning, I don't care who wins.
What y'all going to do this year?
Sure. I hope we get over 500.
Playoffs?
I hope we get over 500. I hope so. I want to see us in the playoffs. We haven't been in the playoffs, and I don't know how long.
Haven't been in the playoffs since you. Haven't been in the playoffs since you've been about 15, Speedo.
Yeah, about that long. I'm starting to think. Look, they send all the retired players, washed up, blew out kneecap players. They send everybody to Cleveland. Andrew Bynum, he's a bomb. If he blew out, they send him to Cleveland. Anybody who want to get some extra little money for them, they have to do. They send them to Cleveland. They send all the bums to Cleveland.
As usual. Man,
yeah,
with Speedo, we want to thank you for calling in, man. Remember this, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Spread the word down there on Huff Heights, man. We valid, man. We known all over the world, Speedo. Catch us Friday, 9 p.m.
Yeah, man, I love Speedo. Speedo say, man, if you got an OJ jersey, I'm calling and telling the people where you at. My man, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. Keeping it real all the way around. That nigga say OJ wasn't enough for being real. And that's the realest thing I done heard, dog, because OJ really didn't do anything but just go and get his items that belong to him. You know what I mean? Keeping it real, 100%. He just might be getting out in the next 4 or 5 years. So, OJ, big up to you, baby. I hope you can get out. You know what I mean? That'll be big. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, man, it's just, man. I mean, Aaron Hernandez. People don't even, I mean, you got companies or you got these little sports shops that'll, you know, replace the jersey. Them jerseys ain't cheap neither. And I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of people in Connecticut, where he's from, and a whole bunch of people in the Boston, New England area got a whole bunch of 81 jerseys. And I'm just pretty sure. I wonder what they do with the jerseys once they get them. Do they take them out back and burn them? Do they give them? I mean, what do they do with them, LB? They change that 1 into a 4 and put another name on them? What do they do with the jersey, man?
You know what they do with it, just like a bottle or a can. They recycle it. They turn those numbers into whatever number they want to, change the stitching, and they do the best what they can with it, man. They recycle. You already know. Hey, listen to this, Ro. I was going to bring this up. Speaking of Aaron Hernandez, his letter sold for $16,000. Streets is talking.
Come on. Hey, Brad, that damn letter wasn't in the page long.
The letter, if the world doesn't know, remember on Friday, he wrote a letter proclaiming his innocence, and we, the world, will be in shock, or, you know, because he proclaims his innocence. He wrote a letter, and it said, P.S., do not show the media. So, we have snitches and callers and snitches and dealers in the streets, and they got back to me. And it sold on the internet for $16K. Streets is talking. Where you get that type of information, man? We the underground kings of the sports world.
That's what it is. You know we got to jump back into the asylum. You know we got to jump back into the asylum because we didn't talk to Speedo. We got to jump to the next call.
Yo,
Superstar. Who's next?
Yo, I think we got Hank on the line. Hank, where you at, man? I'm still here. I'm still here waiting for my turn.
You on. It's your turn, Hank from Cincinnati. What's the deal? What's the deal, nephew?
No much. How you doing, sir?
Oh, man, just chilling, man.
My phone was dying. I had to hurry up and get somewhere and, you know, charge the phone up just so I didn't miss it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Mr. Hank, welcome to the show, man. Streets is talking. There's been a lot of information put out there in the streets, man. Talk to us. What's on your mind?
So I'm ready to, you know, just dish out a little bit of whatever, you know, y'all talking about. It was Aaron Hernandez.
All right,
thing
well,
and,
we
were know.
Talking about, we were talking about A-Rod, first of all. Is the 211 game suspension enough, or should he have got the lifetime ban?
I don't think he should have got the lifetime ban. I think the suspension is just enough. And plus, I don't think it's really going to hurt him because he's still going to get paid. And it's like, you know what I mean? It's going to go. Time flies. It's going to go, and it ain't going to feel like shit to him. So, but I mean, he's made a name for himself ever since the Texas Ranger days. You know, I don't know if he was doing any of that back then, but hopefully not. But that's the A-Rod that, you know, I think should, you know, not be banned, but, you know, punish him. But, you know what I mean?
Hey, he was doing it in Texas because that's the only reason he was a $220 million man. So, yes, I believe he was doing it in Texas, too. Because if he started in Seattle, it didn't stop in Texas. You know what I mean? Because he was trying to get better even though he was in Texas. He couldn't get us over the hump in Texas. But he went to the Yankees. It took him 2 years, but he got him a championship. And, you know, he's just been falling off since. So I'm going to say that he was doing it in Texas because I'm a Texas dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
I thought we were going to do it just because we had this guy, but he didn't help us neither. So I'm not going to say regular season. I'm talking postseason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He struck in the postseason when he was with us too. So I don't know. It's just amazing that a guy that talented would have to do such a thing like this just to keep his stats up with guys who are run-of-the-mill guys who are coming up from AA and AAA. This is amazing to me. When you make $220 million, you got to cheat? Come on, man.
What's crazy about it is it's just like it's hard to tell now because, you know, never mind him, Rodriguez, for a minute, but what about the up-and-comers? Like, what about the guys that's doing good, like the guys that you hear constantly on ESPN, on SportsCenter about, you know what I mean, the guys coming up, like this guy that plays for Pittsburgh, McCutcheon, and then all the other guys. It's hard to tell nowadays. That's how I feel. You know, what about Big Poppy? You know what I mean? When he was on a little run and stuff, and you know how the Red Sox would do it, it's just hard to tell between these players, I think. And, you know, who's to blame? Who's, like, the beginners of this that messed it up for, you know, or influenced these guys? Was it Sosa and McGuire, like, decades ago, or what?
And to answer your question, yes, it was. You had McGuire, you had Sammy Sosa, you had Canseco. He the one who had got the snowball running. Remember, steroids were used, but they were not illegal. People fail to realize that for a moment there, the thing was, chicks dig the long ball. So, with that being said, they wanted the home runs. It wasn't a big thing until Jose Canseco brought it out. It went to Congress. Now we have to start, you know, piping down, so to speak, or tightening screws because young kids are starting to use these things in high school before they get there.
So that's
where it is now. Right. And just think of this. What league did you know that you could get suspended and you still get paid? Only the Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I don't know when it comes to suspensions and how that works and, you know, how they get paid. But as far as A-Rod's situation, he's still making his money. And I don't think he's going to, He's just not gonna be batting and running around the field and stuff like that. It's just he'll get to rest his body a little bit more because he's been like injured, you know, the last couple. He'll give Jeter a little bit of chance to do his thing out there. I think Jeter, you know, has been like original from day one. You know, that's one of the guys that's actually played and just from just ability without juicing up, without drinking or, you know, shooting up anything. So
That's the same thing that I said. I thought he was the better player even from the get go. But, you know, when A-Rod started getting numbers, you know, like I said, well, like the streets always say, steroids make good players great, make great players all stars, and make all stars Hall of Famers. That's what steroids do. But before we let you go, sir, we know you used to live out here in Arizona. What about your Cincinnati Bengals down there? What do you think they're gonna do this year before we let you go?
I think they're gonna do good. They got a team. Like the other day, a couple days ago, Friday night when I was listening there, a couple of people was talking about the Bengals and the Browns. But I think they'll do good. You know, they got good young guys on the team, especially the wide receiver. So I think he'll put in work for them this year, and you know they should be all right. They'll make it a little bit farther than last year. That's hopefully.
Man.
But the city's behind.
City's behind them. Man, we want to thank you for calling in. First time caller, man. Hank from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Appreciate the love, Hank.
No doubt about it. Mr. Meek said, keep doing your thing. Congratulations, you know.
If people don't know, man, that's one of my students. I had that guy in the eighth grade, man. You see what I mean? We the UGK of the sports world, man. We the underground king. Streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Come hop into the asylum. 347-855-8896. Always produced by DJ Steph. Let's get it poppin'. It's Monday.
And if I die, or should I say, if I go? Marry me and horn clock next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on. It's a trip you're here today, but the next day you're gone.
One day you're
living in, man, it ain't nothing but drama. Everyone wanna harm ya. In New York, niggas getting shot for farmers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with those hydroponic marijuana. Gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Pac died on the corner behind a funky ass dice game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end, and I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in the bin for damn near 10, but now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone, cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
Up early cause ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoke the sweet and so these chickens fold the clock like 9. Big nut holder, my boulder, smolder on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get swallowed under city lights. Niggas be looking shite, so I look shite back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches trying to lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga Donnie 40, Dante 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My
my world a trip. You can answer me, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy's son away? Man, if you got kids, show you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here, and baby, the next day they gone.
Big up, big up, big up, man. Shout out to my man R.I.P., man. Pimp C. Know what I mean? UGK. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. T. Row, Jewels and G. L. Boogie. Oh, man. Man, big up to my man Lamar, man. What the deal? Lamar, a.k.a., man, Big Bear Davis, man. What the deal, baby? Shout out to you, Lil Bear, man. Him and my son go to school down there in Vidit 18, man, Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, what a feeling, man. Generations. Man, once again, man, big up to, you know, Clyde, a.k.a. Speedo, my man Hank. And listen to this. When I say he was in the eighth grade, that was 10 years ago. That's how I stay in contact with my students. See, that's how I vibe with my students. That's not a school thing.
That's
so
what's
I,
up.
You know, like Jay-Z say, F with me, you know I got it.
You know what I mean? That's that Whitney and that Bobby.
Street. Big up to my man Deontay Hill, man. Big up to you. What's up, little homie? Man, we was in a master's program together, man. Big up to you, big dog. My dude Ryan, he listening. Steve Sanders used to play with the Browns, man. Big up to you, man. I know you listening, man. Oh, man, Big Country, all the boys down there on 93rd and Huff, man. They plugged up in there. What the deal? Oh, hey, speaking of the streets, man, what's up with these guys dropping like flyers, bro? The sniper got them? Before we go to any callers, we're gonna holler about some injuries. I know we got some guys who want to come in. I see you. I got the kite, big almighty. I got the kite.
Yeah, man, you know, the sniper has positioned himself in a well-hidden place, man, because if he, not the D.C. sniper, but he's somewhere close, because, man, he taking people out. I mean, guys having surgeries, you know, before the season even starts. You know, big ups to Patrick Willis. I know he going to show up regardless of his injury, but he already been having surgery on his little hand and a little fracture on his hand. You know, Antonio Holmes can't play the first four games of the season. He's still hurt, you know. And I just don't get it, man. What are these guys doing to keep themselves in shape, L Boogie? The sniper is sniping people out left and right, and it's ridiculous. I don't know what these guys are doing during the off season. You know what I mean? Are they doing what we doing? Are they head in the clouds? What's really going on? They in the club? Because I just don't understand. Then you got guys like my man who fired his agent because he didn't know he had to work out. Come on, man, you're a rookie. You're supposed to be in the weight room. That's why these guys getting sniped. And it's amazing, L Boogie. I mean, the list is getting longer and longer by the day. I hate to say it, L Boogie, but one of your boys, your tackle for the Green Bay Packers, Miss Boogaloo, he's out for the season. ACL sniper. Oh! It's even going down in the cold weather states,
L Boogie. I think they work out too much. I think it's too much working out. It's beating up their body. They're working out. I don't even think they take time off. Only time they take time off is probably a month. After that,
they're working out. It's OTAs this. It's involuntary workouts that. So I think it's too much. And then when they get in camp, and then it just intensifies because it's so much working, I think it happens.
Hell, Boogie, I don't know what you got in your cup back there, boy. These dudes ain't working out. These dudes are trying to hustle. They ain't working out nothing. They ain't picked up nothing. Because if they were working out, we wouldn't have the Cypher tagging this list from top to bottom. He going from A to Z. And, I mean, he taking out the good ones. We still don't know what Percy Harvin going to be ready. I mean, man, this Cypher is bad. Seattle, Washington, this boy in Packerland, Baltimore. Y'all know what a D.C. Cypher going to be. This boy is cold.
Bang, bang.
On the line.
Hello?
Brother Al Almighty?
What's going on?
Hello?
Big Brother Al, what's the deal, baby?
What's going on?
Man, my bad. I'm back here choking, man. You know, my head in the clouds, man. Got some of this special gray, you know what I'm saying? Got that endo, not the outdo. You know what I mean?
What's
in the head in the cloud, my bad, big brother. What's going on with my brother this evening?
Man, we talking about rally. We looking for rally, man.
Yeah. Oh, your team must be down.
Nah, we looking for that thing in Philly, man. We looking for that cat in Philly, man. That's who I want.
That's who
we about to ride. Yeah, we about to ride to Philly, man. See what he gonna say when he's in, man. Flat out.
Right.
And I think Goodell. It's part of the clan, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I said it. Huh?
You heard it in first.
Yeah, I think
it's
clan.
Tell me how you feel about that on Roger Goodell. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know what my man Big Brother Almighty is talking about, he's talking about Riley Cooper. When he say we riding up there to Philly, he's getting on Riley Cooper. And Roger Goodell is the only person who hasn't had anything to say about this situation besides trying to sweep it up under the rug.
Why is that, man? Come on, man. This guy can talk about anything. You get a DUI. You get a traffic ticket. I got to go see the warden, man. I got to go see Goodell, man. Oh, the bounty is out. I got to go see Goodell, man, if I could play. Now, this guy makes a slur. I'm tomorrow super on video like it's nothing. You know what I mean? Audio is loud and clear as him.
Yeah, and that's the problem I have with it, big brother. It's like, you know, about the bounty scandal last year. Before I knew anything about the bounty, it was the coach suspended for a whole year. You know, players been suspended from anywhere from 2 to 8 games. I mean, and I didn't even have a fact on what was going on. But this guy is on YouTube's finest, and it's blowing up, and you got all
the
evidence you need right in front of you, and you haven't said a word.
He's saying the whole super slur, the super racial slur, not the A on the end, the ER on the end. You feel
right.
me? Picking
right.
cotton back in the day. Come on, man. This they ain't got nothing to say. Oh, we gonna send him to a class to see if he all right? Come on, man.
Yeah, and I think it's tougher on the first-time coach in Chip Kelly because in college you can just suspend a guy, you know, and not have to worry about it. But in this sense, he didn't know, you know, if it wasn't for the media and people like First Take and Streets of Talking and the sports official getting on that ass about, you know, you better suspend this dude, you know what I mean?
This dude supposed to be cut.
Right.
Let me ask you this
before you say that. The reason they did not cut him is because of the injury that
to
happened.
Jeremy
Mackley,
okay. But it's 100 guys that they can run. You feel me?
Because Jeremy Mackley went down a couple of days before this happened or before it all hit the waves. Is that the reason why Philadelphia decided to keep it?
Nah, he's that great white hope in Philadelphia. That's why. He's that great white hope. That's why. He's the great white hope, man. You could. It's a plenty of receivers out there. He's that great white hope, man.
Right. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, Al.
Let me ask you this. Do you remember when Bill Romanowski spit in J.J. Stokes' face?
And what happened
remember
to
that?
Him? Yeah, I remember that. What happened
now,
to
let
him?
Let me ask
nothing.
You this. Nothing. Nothing.
Thank you.
So
what
my point
that
is that my point is there was no media's, so to speak, crucifixion on Bill. And I think that's a man spitting in your face. Don't you think that's more degrading than somebody calling you the N with the ER on it?
A man in the public eye calls me a word like that. And a man spitting in my face, he's spitting in my face, he getting dogged. So I don't even worry about him. I'm going to smash him with the helmet, whatever. Don't even worry about it. I don't care what he on. So that wouldn't even be no problem. But a guy just strictly out in the public eye at a concert, woo, 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 and this is that. Come on, man. It's clear what this guy is.
Let me ask you one more question. Now, is that the same as Kobe Bryant saying a homosexual slur to the referee? Is that the same thing?
No way. How many times you gonna call the ref in the third good of fag? Come on, yo.
Oh.
Right.
Streets is tough.
Come on, man. You calling this guy like fag, man. Come on, pick it up, man. You done said that many times. Real talk, man. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. That's the same thing to me, man. You know what I mean? That's part of the game. Man, you play like a little B.I. You know what I mean? I'm a girl.
Right.
You're fat, whatever. You know what I mean? That's part of the game. But just being out in the public, you play with 90% black on your team, and this is what you say? Now, I gotta go to war with you? No
Every
way.
Yeah.
So, guess what he's saying if he wide open and Vic don't get him the ball? What he saying? What he hollered in his head?
Exactly.
What is he hollering in his head, man? Real talk. What is he holler?
Straight. This end with the ER ain't giving me the ball. You know exactly what he's saying.
You know what he gonna do. My second topic. I heard you on Johnny Mazzelli. L. I remember. When you had the phony ID getting in veils. I remember that. You going to party with us. I remember that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He goes to Texas A&M. Do you know what that is? That's a military academy. That's where the lieutenants and the sergeants and all these dudes that run the government army dudes come from. There's no partying on that university, man. Them guys is in uniforms marching and saluting, man.
Just like as if you were at West Point.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. So he ain't did nothing wrong, man. That was leaked out to humble him, man. Trying to tell you, they trying to humble him. They trying to silence him. They trying to see if he gonna straighten up and fly right.
Will you think he'd be suspended for a couple games?
Nah. They can't afford it. That's a lot of money down the drain. They can't afford it.
Won't nobody watch the Alabama-Texas A&M game, will they?
No. What? Won't nobody watch none of the Texas A&M. They might get took off the little channel. Oh, we found some better viewing. Man, they won't watch the game. What? That's probably one of the most watched games in a long time, man, in college. They're running right with Old State in Michigan, man, this year. Watch. It's running right there.
You heard it here first.
Don't be
big. They spin him. It'll mess up everything.
That's going to be big. I like that, too. Because, football season is exciting. And what's so cool about football season is that thank God that on Saturdays we get to watch college football, because college football kind of gets you really ready for Sunday. So
raw and uncut, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I really can't wait. I'm so hyped. I can't wait for Thursday night football start. Man, I'm just ready, because, you know, that gives us plenty of time to talk about everything we need to talk about.
Yeah, so I seen them cowgirls last night.
You know what? I'm just going to say I like what I saw, but it doesn't really mean nothing because, you know, since the Cowboys and Miami get 5 preseason games, it just really shows who's going to get cut first. I saw about 10
really.
Dudes just got cut right off the bat. But Selvey, that guy really impressed. Number 61 for the Cowboys defensive line, he impressed me last night.
That one running back.
Yeah, he was good too. And
man, he was running.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came out the helmet running. He said he'll make the team. You know what I mean? He's challenging. So
exactly.
Boy got to stay healthy. He got to stay healthy.
That's
the
only thing. So, you know what I saw was just a lot of guys who were out there really trying to play for that 54 man roster. And you really saw it, because there were some guys out there that were trying to make the big hits and big plays, but then there were guys there who just looked like they didn't belong at all. So,
right.
You know, it was like, yeah, I know.
And
I
seen
I
all the dudes that don't get cut by Miami. I seen them already.
Exactly.
They know it.
So, exactly. So I just think that game was for those, you know, since they got 5 preseason games, it was really an opportunity for those guys to get out there and shine. These next 2 preseason games will – you know, you'll see if those guys be out there, if they be in, you know, a T-shirt and some shorts on the sideline.
You know.
Yeah, but I was impressed that we ended up winning the game. You know, Miami had their shots at, at actually going towards the end zone to score. But, you know, a couple of fourth downs where the Cowboys stayed strong and stopped them. But, you know, other than that, it looked like a regular, another preseason game where it was just guys out there trying to the bottom of the bottom guys trying to make the team. You saw them hustling and everything.
All you kids that's listening to this, get on YouTube and do some tricks with the football, because Tanny, that's the only way he's been on any NFL team. You see him do YouTube tricks?
I'm going to start my son doing that.
Man, that's the only way they give you a look. They don't give you a look.
And, you know, Jerry Jones don't have a scout team, so he used YouTube. So, yeah, if you want to play for the Cowboys and interest Jerry Jones, yeah, do a YouTube tape. You just might get a look.
Yeah. DeMarco Murray, he's B.O.B. bag of bones. If he stays healthy, you got a chance. It's going to be a long season in Dallas.
Man, you
But they going to that Patriot offense with the 3 tight ends and all that. They copycat, man. You ain't see that? They copycat.
But they don't have nobody like they don't have nobody like Aaron Hernandez, man. AKA
they ain't got no killer.
Man.
Don't worry about it. They don't need no killer. You know, the dope house right down the street from the stadium.
Right. We do. Hey, we do the Britney. We do the Britney down there in Dallas, so you watch your mouth. We ain't no killers. I mean, we might run out the road.
The dope house right down the street from the stadium. Them boys ain't got to go nowhere. Jerry Jones, they sure hell even leave.
Alhambra, 86 and Wade Park.
He ain't no.
This is talking. Al, man, we love you, man. We love having you on as usual, man.
I love you, man.
Much love, Al.
He
ain't lying. They stay right down the street, El Boogie. They ain't far from the stadium. You know how big AT&T. I ain't even saying AT&T Stadium. You got to call that damn thing Cowboy Stadium. That's all I know.
Jerry's World. Party time.
Yeah, buddy. Only stadium with on-the-field suites on your ass.
Streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Man, we the UGK of the sports world, man. We got a twist of hip-hop. that goes along with it. And on Fridays, we got freestyles. So if you got some artists, some youngins, some old cat, whatever, if you want to get on the mic, spoken word, call in. Man, this is how we do it. Jewel's the G, T-Row, I'm your boy, L Boogie. You in the asylum. Streets is talking. Get at me on the Twitter at LBoogie15. Produced by DJ Steph, man. We hot. Let's do it.
Bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So bad they cross the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the pony. And when it comes to getting another soggy, fools all kicking like Shinobi. Know me ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many hands to be popping it at my friend hip bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. The fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb, da dum dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homie snagged me to take the dank out of the bag. I'm so keyed up, so the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoosies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension, cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheap. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it, cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test of my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango race straight had me. Made my yesterday thing, got me hung off the night train. You made our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hot sheets. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cause it's same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, getting smoke with my kids. Off in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the ESO, pee up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's stroller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need, kicking feet. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a foo-foo.
Man, streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. And we sponsored by the streets. T-Row, Jewel to G, L Boogie, on Friday, freestyle. And before we continue, I got to give a shout-out to my niece, London Nelson. It was her first day of kindergarten today. Much love down there in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, she's a big girl going to school.
Baby girl, my little niece, man. She called.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, big up to the parents, man. Big up to parents, man. You know, old Pook Dan Braylon, man. Big ups, man. You know, he down there from the, you know, he from Texas. He from down there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Congratulations, first day of school. Many more first days to come. You know?
I'm glad we got that out the way, man, because she was so excited, my sister, man. Oh, man, first day of school. Oh, man, come on, man.
You
know
how
my backpack, supplies. We're going to see when it be day 100. Is everybody going to be excited?
Yeah, you get to wear the fresh new clothes, pimped out shoes, you know what I'm saying? We'll be fly.
Oh, man. Shirt and tie like Jigga Man and Justin, man, JT. But, man, yeah, just on a recap of the show, man, before we, you know, do what we do, you know, A-Rod, so-called suspended 211 games. It starts Thursday. He's appealing. So if he gets the appeal, it will not go to arbitration until November, and that means he can continue to play and make money. Some people called in and talked about Aaron Hernandez. His letter that he sent to his pen pal went for $16,000. Did A-Rod have got a lifetime ban? If he's suspended for this long, it will be $34 million he will miss. But he still gets the ladder of that contract because he can come back in 2014 and play it out. Regardless if he sits the bench or not, he will get that money. Injuries in the NFL. They working too hard in the offseason, or is it just ironic? Or should they be working more? Johnny Money Manziel. It's not Johnny Football anymore. It's Johnny Money Manzini Manziel. Did he sign the autographs for the dough? Streets is talking. And if he did, so what? You know how much money they're going to get off that Alabama-Texas A&M game compared to some autographs? But I guess that's what you get when you become the Heisman. You become like one of the big dogs in the street. Then they start watching you. The feds watching. You heard what 2 Chainz said. I'll be fresh as hell when the feds watch. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Cold with it. Yeah, man. It's going down. Hey, the captain went down. They put him on the 15-day DL, man. What happened to Derek Jeter, man? Calf muscle.
It's called Father Time, and he's a BOP right now. He's a bag of bones. I hate to say it. I love you, Cap. But it is what it is, man. It's in the streets, and we ain't going to be biased. We're going to be real. And that's what you get when you messing with the streets is talking, man. We like E.F. Hutton, man. Everybody listening.
I still believe he need another nickname, man, besides the captain and Mr. November. And Derek Jeter got to have the coldest nickname. He's the man. He might
Playboy,
not be
Playboy, man. Man, he Playboy. He the Frank Sinatra of New York, man.
You know?
He dated Mariah, man. He was too big for Mariah, and she got the most records sold in the world as a female artist. He was too big for Mariah. You go ahead and have her, Nikki. It's cool.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man. Hey, this is another thing that I learned over the weekend, man, during the enshrinement of the Hall of Famers is that the NFL, man, has decided that in this year's Pro Bowl coming up, they're going to, instead of having, you know, the NFC versus the AFC, they have decided that us as fans, along with the coaches and a couple of more other folk, that for the first time in NFL history, we're actually going to be able to vote for the players that we want on our team. Instead of a vote, how about a draft? We're going to be able to draft the players that we want to put on the AFC side versus the NFC side. Now, I don't know if they still going to have an AFC versus NFC, but whatever the case may be, I tell you this. You're giving me an opportunity to choose who I want Tom Brady to throw the ball to? Oh, Lord. You mean anybody in the league? Man, that's going to be off the chain. So I'm really, really excited about the new format of the Pro Bowl situation, because that's something exciting, not just for me, but I'm pretty sure everybody that's a big NFL fan that follows it. So, you know, I can't wait. What do you think about it? You think that this is something big that's gonna turn out for the NFL? Because I know after, you know, a few years back, you know, the Pro Bowl was getting kind of lackluster. Guys weren't really taking it as serious until the last 2 minutes of the game, you know. But now it's gonna be a draft. What you think?
Well, the thing about it is, it's like it's saying a lot, like we back in the playground, like we in the back of Third Good or in the back of North Park, you know what I mean, where we just got all the All-Stars, and we picking them. And, okay, here, I'm going to give Aaron Rodgers somebody from the, you know, the AFC or, you know, Peyton Manning, Mike, and go to Calvin Johnson. So that would be, that's, man, I would love to see that, but I think it should just be 7-on-7. Guys ain't hitting each other. Guys falling down. I just think it should be 7-on-7. They have like a little drill competition to put, you know, like how they do in the NFL, I mean, in the NBA. And then do 7-on-7. Flag football. Guys contract. What if he tears, if they're tearing the ACL in training camp, they might tear it out there.
Well, you know what happened 1 year in the celebrity game in about 2003-2004. They were having the flag football game out there on the beach out there in Honolulu. And, you know, one of the players, you know, significantly broke his leg. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they stopped doing the little flag football game. So, but that was a celebrity football game at the same time, too. So, you know, they stopped doing the flag football game. 7-on-7 sounds cool. But come on, man, this is the NFL. They don't need no drills and nothing. Like, they need to get out there, and they need to make it real. I mean, you are getting paid for winning this game, $25,000 to each player. That's a lot of money, man. So, you know, the loser gets 15 or 10, but it's still a lot of money just for, you know, that pays for the trip, so to speak, you know, or the bar tab, at least one night. So, you know, it's just, it is what it is, man, but you got to get these guys out there to play. I like the draft situation because, like you say, Peyton Manning to Calvin Johnson, that's big. You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind Tom Brady to Julio Jones or something like that. You know what I mean? It's just crazy how it would happen. So, you know, 7-on-7, I think it'll be cool, but it's just too much feel for 7-on-7, you know?
Yeah, but the thing about it, the guys up front, are they really blocking each other? Or, you know, they're not really going to try to sack the quarterback. If he touch him, he might fall down. It just, I just watched a little bit of the Pro Bowl last year, and it wasn't real. Guys just falling down, and, you know, yeah, the pitching and catching, that's real. But the guys up front, you know, they don't want anybody falling on the back of their legs and pile-ups and things like that. So, I mean, but you're right. You put your, you know, 25,000 is 25,000. Streets is talking. Cash.
Already. Already. So, hey, guess what your Green Bay Packers went out and did today?
What they do?
Yeah, I see, I didn't think it was going to be possible, but, you know, your boy from the University of Texas, Vince Young, is back in the lead. And your team is the one who gave him a shout-out to come on down to Green Bay, let's see what you're working with. And I guess he must have proved himself because, man, a one-year deal, they haven't gave out the numbers on it, but it is a one-year deal for your boy as the backup quarterback to the bad man, Aaron Rodgers. What you think about that, man? Got some color down there in your backfield in Green Bay.
Well, to be honest with you, we can use his versatility. If anything happens to Aaron, you know, our left tackle just went down, so he might can run a little bit of that spread that they're running nowadays. It might open up some things. You know, insurance could be a good backup.
He's only turning 30s in the peak of his career. I hope. And the thing is ironic that they signed him because I just watched the USC Texas Rose Bowl game for the national championship, and I was watching Vince. And that was why he was super sensational and simulating. He was the three S's, man.
What's the three S's?
And I saw him super sensational and simulating.
Biggie V, baby.
And I was like, where is that guy, man? I wondered about him. And now he's the surface, and ironically, he's down in Wisconsin, man. So I hope he make it. And I hope he does well. Anybody that signs for our team, I hope he does well. If he was with somebody else, I hope if he was on our schedule, I hope he didn't do that good that week. So.
Yeah, I like Vince Young. I hope he does good over there. We'll see him in a couple of preseason games, you know, coming up. You know, he just might get a lot of time because, you know, Aaron Rodgers don't really need it. You know, when he get back there, you know, it's only certain guys in this league who can just, you know, week one come in and just make it roll like nothing ever, you know, like they ever missed a beat, you know. So, you know, he's one of those guys. And I'm pretty sure we're going to see a lot of Vince and the other backup quarterbacks that Green Bay has that they might be trying to get a look at. And, I hope Vince can win that job of, you know, backing up Aaron Rodgers because, I mean, it's not like the guy – has a losing record in the NFL. He's actually on the winning side of things. So we'll actually see what he can do, especially after missing a whole season last season. And but let me ask you this. I really got to ask you this, man, because this has really been on my mind. Now, earlier you mentioned that Nnamdi Amasakwa is fighting for a position in the NFL. Am I correct or was I misinformed on that?
Well, you know, I got, you know, my informants and my snitches in the street, you know, because we in the asylum, we can't really get out. So I get my little kites flown to me, and they told me, you know, from the defensive coordinator, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to give away my sources, but he's not guaranteed a roster spot. So he's fighting to get on that team. And he was just, you know, married, you know, old Kerry Washington, you know, a.k.a., you know, the star of the show, The Scandal.
Now, this is where I'm getting at, Elbow, because I'm kind of confused about this guy. A couple of years ago, when he was coming out of Oakland, he was the talk of the town. He was the number one free agent, and you got to get this guy. And he made it a big deal, you know, as to, you know, oh, I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to say where I'm going. And then all of a sudden he ends up in Philly with the guy who your team just signed, Vince Young. And Vince Young mentioned we got an all-star team and this and that. And, you know, they didn't do anything. And this guy was a top free agent at his position. But what he did, he was almost like Revis Island, if I'm not mistaken. And now here we are 2 years, 3 years removed. And this guy's fighting for a position. Wow, L Boogie. See, this is what I understand. You got a lot of people out there in the NFL that talk all this mess about who's the best and who's not the best, and I don't think they really look at it from all the way around. Yes, this guy has speed, but this guy be getting burnt. You know what I mean? He's young. So let me ask you, L Boogie, is this guy as good as they were saying he was, or what's going on with this guy? Is it because he's mad and found his love? You know what I mean? And what's going on with this guy? Because I truly thought that this dude was about to be the next, you know, Revis. You know, him and Revis were just going to be the ish. You know what I mean? And he ain't nothing. What's your thoughts on this guy?
Man. You know what the NFL stands for. Not for long. Enjoy it while you have it. He was compared to Revis, and then look who just came along. Your boy Sherman from the Seahawks and took that spot.
He done took that spot. He took the spot so tough, he went at Skip Bayless and told Skip Bayless his degree wasn't as strong as his because he went to Stanford. and Skip Bayless went to Vanderbilt. Are you kidding me? Not seeing why it's not on anybody's chart.
Is
I don't know
karma?
What happened to him. I don't know what happened to him. He was in with the Raiders, and he was being compared to Dion, wore this number, and, you know, the AK, like you said, not the All-Star team. Let's reflect the Dream Team.
The Dream Team, my bad. They had the Dream Team.
Maybe the sniper got him, L Boogie.
And it was ugly. So, I don't know what's going on with, you know what I mean, with Namzi, but I hope he makes the team and I hope he's successful because, you know, the streets is talking. We know you're after five is glorious, van glorious. But you got to make a team because you don't want to be down here and she's up there. And they'd be like, oh, instead of she's married to Namzi, Namzi's married to Carrie. Streets is talking sports talk show Mondays and Fridays 9 p.m. Eastern. Man, we like EM Hunt and we roll. When we talking, everybody listening from Australia to Japan to Brazil to Ohio to Hawaii to Alaska. Man, streets are talking with a twist of hip hop. Yo, Ro.
Yo.
Before we get out of here, man, you got some shout-outs, man?
Man, you know what it is, man. Shout-out to the hood. North Park, Texas, all day. LM6, stand up. What's up to everybody down there in the D, to be honest with you? All the callers calling in. Jewel, I see you, baby.
Come on.
West Coasting it for life. That's my dude. You know what it is, DJ Self. Way to run the board, baby. You the man. Get at you, Finesse. Thank you for the intro, baby. You the man on that, too. Checking us out on Mondays and Fridays. You know what it is. L Boogie. You know how we get it in. To the fam. Yeah, and big up to the fam. To the white team. Big up to Jada and Junior. We're on our way to the Chris Blues. I see you rocking the 6-2-2. That's what it is. What's up with you? L Boogie, dude.
I was dreaming. Man, one more time, man. I want to give a shout out to my little niece, man. Her first day at school, man. To her and her parents, man. I know they was excited. Man, once again, man, to my lawyer out there, you know what I mean, down in Columbus, Ohio, man. Leslie, I see you, baby. You know what I mean? My girl T-Baby down in Virginia, man. Remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You know what I mean? Friday, recap. Is A-Rod going to be in uniform? They said Thursday, that's when the suspension going into effect. Huh, we gonna see money talk, and we know what that is. If you ain't talking about no money, you ain't talking about no sense. T-Roll, Jewel the G, man, Finesse, GME, Goldmine Music, Empire, I'm your boy, L Boogie. Man, if you missed it, go back, blogtalkradio.com, category sport, search box, Streets of Talking with a Zero. That's not a typo. Man, to all our callers, our first-time callers, man, we got you with a T-shirt. Man, we the UGK of this, man, underground kings of the sports talk world. Check us out. It don't stop. DJ Steph, man, take us home. See you Friday. Blessed love. The people who ain't never had shit. Got my green, but I got Tylenol and help my pain. I need some
champagne and a bad bitch. So I can tell about the times I ain't had shit. So slow down, baby, I'm on a bottle. Pay blood, sweat, and tears for the mercy of Largo. And Lord have mercy, I think I need my soul clean. But don't stop this party by any means. You tell the motherfuckers, bring it on, bring it on. Now I'm a real nigga, sing your song, sing your song. Some niggas said I wouldn't make it, wouldn't make it. And now them niggas can't take it.
Niggas.